sworn in as president at noon Eastern at the Capitol. Fox's Rachel Sutherland is there.
A clear, blustery morning here at the Capitol. American flags drape the West Front, the podium where President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will take their oaths is straight ahead of me. Below, a small sea of socially distant seating. On the horizon, a field of flags on the National Mall. No people. The West Door, where the guests of honor will appear, is decked out with red bunting. The United States Marine Corps Band will perform, and Lady Gaga will sing the national anthem.
America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes are on the way, but not right away. I think today's going to be a good day. A sun and cloud mix, mild again, high temperature in the lower 60s. In the dead of winter, that's not bad. Clouds will be on the increase tonight, but not as cool as it has been. Overnight low temperature 45. Tomorrow night, and Friday, showers are likely from time to time. We'll be in the low 60s both Thursday and Friday, and in the 50s at night. Saturday, I think the rain chances are 20% or less, with a high around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-36 667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit Headley Metal Buildings.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you?
I'm in the dark. I haven't been able to leave the store today, so I don't know what in the world we're talking about on the radio today. But I can tell you this, as bad as it gets, at least we're not in Uganda, Africa.
Yeah.
Because I just talked to my friend over there, Julius, that I helped for years and years, and he said, you know, that election just happened, and miraculously the president that's been president since 1988 won. But they cut down, they literally cut off all of the internet.
Yeah.
Nobody had internet for a week before the election.
Yeah, Twitter was complaining about, you know, the lack of free expression. I'm like, well, it is bad what the Ugandan government is doing.
Right.
But, hey, Twitter, how consistent are y'all when you don't have that threat?
Exactly. I mean, what did you expect the guy to do after they saw what they did to Trump?
No, it is a shame that you get the yoke of colonialism off of Africa and you see how poorly some of the host governments continue to behave, the corruption there.
I couldn't even make a phone call over there for a week. I'm like, okay, he's gone dark. What's going on? I didn't know it all had shut down.
Mm-hmm.
He finally was able to call me. He said, no, we couldn't get a phone call out or anything. We couldn't get any information. It was just dark for a whole week.
Wow.
But, I mean, I have stories about when I was there. There was zero crime.
When they have the election over there, how do you know if there's no information, how do they know who won?
The government tells you.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what works here, in a sense.
Yeah,
Fox News.
Everybody's got problems, and we got our own problems here, but it puts that in perspective that, you know.
It really puts it, and like I said, I've known for, I don't know, Julius for 25 years, mm-hmm. and Stanley and Bosco and all the guys over there, but I can tell you this, crime is zero, because when I was there one time, real quick story, and then I'll let you say buy carpet and we'll let you go. I was working on the roof and I heard a gunshot, a bullet whizzed over our heads, and none of the guys realized what it was because they've never heard it.
Right.
I said, y'all be quiet, that was a bullet. They were like, what are you talking about? I said, I'm telling you, that was a bullet that just went over our heads. And then when another one zipping by, I said, everybody get off the roof. So we got off the roof and it looked like the entire city was running at us. Well, somebody got off the bus and got a gun from the guard, a machine gun, and started shooting the city up. And killed like five or six people that day. Oh, but they called him that afternoon, took him right behind our house, and shot him dead. Except the problem was they had the wrong guy.
Oh.
So they called another guy, same deal, that afternoon. 3 days later, they caught the guy with the machine gun. They actually found it. Whoever had the possession shot him dead. No question. Just boom, you're handled. That was the only incident of any crime the entire time I was there. Was that one little instance. I said, okay, well, maybe, it's a bad thing, but it's a good thing, because you didn't have to worry about a thing when you were there. You didn't lock your doors. You didn't lock your car. You just didn't even worry about it.
Wow.
Because, no, they were so scared of the Ugandan army that they wouldn't blink over there. It was something.
It's excitement like that that makes you appreciate the little things, like, you know, being able to own your own business, provide people with a great service, or being able to call up a great business like Prideville Carpet at 285-8117. You know, my problem is I don't have good flooring. Well, that really is a problem. Maybe you had a pipe bust and it's all messed up now. And maybe the dogs keep messing things up because you don't have waterproof flooring. These are real problems here in the first world, but it definitely puts things in perspective, your story here. But if you do have that flooring problem, call Ray Bowles there at Prideville Carpet, 285-8117. Ask about that free in-home consultation. When you do call 281-8117, be sure to tell them you heard Ray here on News and Views from 9 till noon, giving some perspective. I didn't know you were so worldly, Ray.
Yeah.
Oh, that was before I was married and had kids. Mm. I traveled a ton. Instead of going to college, I traveled.
You know, Ray, that's a good thing. Being a military brat, we travel the world quite often. But I wish every American could get out there and travel, because it really brings home some perspective.
Yeah.
It really does, man.
You go to a third world country and stay for 4 months.
Oh, yeah.
And you live with the people, and you work with the people, and you live like the people. It gives you a totally different perspective.
Yes,
we have no poor in America.
Exactly.
There is no such thing as a poor person in America. It's just, you don't know poor until you went over there and saw what living in a mud hut, not eating for 3 days.
Yeah. Hoping it don't rain.
Exactly. But hey, guys, if y'all need a floor, give me a call, 285-8117.
Appreciate the time.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
272-9228. Second hour of News and Views begins officially here in, about 15 seconds.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Kamala Harris almost busted. She's walking down some steps there with her hubby Doug. And had a little... You ever seen... I'm sure you've seen this. Women walking in heels. Looks like she's wearing some like...
A little bit too high.
Some
high
wedges high. It looks like she's wearing. Even those wedges where that ankle will pop all of a sudden.
Yep.
Oh, close call. Sniper. I don't mean that in a bad way. No. Anytime anybody would trip on the football field... Our coach Hughes would be like, stop her.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
272-9228. Let's go to the phone and talk to Donkey Lori.
Hey, Lori. Oh, no.
Donkey Lori.
No, I lost Lori.
Hey, sorry, there she is. Myself. I'm so sorry. Good morning, guys.
Morning, honey.
I would love to be positive, but I do want to say, I just got to say it. The only reason not the only reason, but I'm not going to watch or listen or participate in any of the inauguration. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know. And I liken it unto the summer social justice movement where rioters and looters broke into people's businesses and walked out with things that didn't belong to them. And this inauguration reminds me of that, except they're wearing suits and ties and they've got American flags everywhere like it's some big patriotic event. And it's disgusting. They didn't win legit. They're a bunch of corrupt individuals. The swamp is filling back up as we speak, and I cried this morning when Trump said goodbye. Now, if I sound like one of those snowflakes that we've had to deal with, I'm not. I'm an American patriot. I've been so proud of the accomplishments that have been made for this country, and I'm so upset that they're going to work as fast as they can to undo anything and everything they can that Trump did, because Trump looked out for us, and they're not. They're looking out for themselves.
I mean, they all but said that in their campaigning. That's what blows me away, that they're elected. I mean, he told you, I'm going to raise taxes. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get back in the WHO.
Get back in bed with Iran. Right. He's going to get back in bed with China. He's going to get back in bed with the WHO. And then they're telling you, they're not even, like, lying.
Right.
I mean, they lie all the time. Anyway. But they're telling you the truth. And they're telling you that 74, 75 million American patriots need to be reprogrammed. Yeah. That we have a cult-like following of Trump. And if that doesn't scare the heck out of some individuals, I mean, and I'm not going to live my life in fear, but I will tell you, but come reprogram me. I wish you would. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to take any part of this event. I have a personal friend of mine whose husband is retired military. His flag is flying upside down today. Mm-hmm.
There's several out there I saw in Elmore County.
And that is the state that we are in. So all this little ceremonial bullcrap they're doing right now, they might as well be offering up the Virgin to the volcano to keep the tsunami from coming. Because that's, you know what I mean? It holds about that much credence to me. It's pathetic. It's sickening. And I'm going to have a great day by listening to yoga music or putting on cartoons, or I'm doing my job right now, but playing with animals. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep doing me. I'm an American. I love my fellow Americans. I'm not going to have dissension between me and my family members that voted for Biden. They're going to get what they asked for. Unfortunately, you know, the rest of us get drug along into it. The problem is that even their vote did not vote him in. It was stolen, and in front of the whole world, it was stolen. And whatever Trump does, he creates a new party, I'm on board. Because at least I know there's someone out there that is looking out for the American people. And I just want to say shame on Pence, shame on Bush, anybody that will partake in that illegitimate event today. And that's all I got. But I love you guys.
Love you too, Lori.
Well, and are you taking care of Oreo yet?
I haven't got. He's still being weaned. He's being bottle fed right now.
Oh.
So he's at the dairy being bottle fed. They're going to band him so he doesn't really have to deal with any boy parts we can't handle. We're preparing the fencing and just preparing our hearts to bring the new baby home.
You need to send Joey a video on that banding.
No, 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 no,
have any part
I know
of
it's
the
necessary,
no.
But that stung a little bit when you said it. So
no.
Appreciate the call, Lori.
Hey, and Lori. I do want to tell you, I pray that they do not shut the voices of the conservatives down, the constitutional conservatives down. Joey, I want to know every morning when I turn on the radio at 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to hear you, Jack, and I'm going to hear Eddie. Y'all are a great team. Y'all compliment each other, and we appreciate you so much. And I pray that nothing happens to where I can't turn on the radio and hear your voices.
They can't shut us all down, honey.
Thank you, Laura.
That's right. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Hey, did you see Kamala's dress? Is that Monica's old dress?
No.
You sure?
No, it's much classier.
I noticed there was no stains on it. I was just
no beret at all.
Oh, yeah, the beret.
You know the National Realtor Board's listening to you right now.
Yes.
They just got to watch it there, Eddie.
I'm asking about dresses.
Well, there is Joe Biden, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. Such a good name, that he used it twice. And he is walking down the steps inside the Capitol building, about to exit out the back doors to the dais. To that big balcony out there.
What do you call that?
Accompanied by dais.
A dais?
Something like that. I don't know. I'm just making up words.
Oh, okay.
And his wife, Dr. Jill Biden.
That's right. Don't you forget, Joey.
We must respect this. Well, that is a nice necklace, though. I mean, this would be the extent of a lot of the coverage, by the way, if you tune on to one of the cable networks. It's like, oh, look at those shoes. Look at that necklace. Look at that dress. I mean, yes. How classy.
I did hear...
It's so good to know that the gaudy, gauche Trumps are out of the scene now.
I know. I caught a little NPR, and they were all but just gushing.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, the gushing is unreal.
I was like, what? I mean, you would think it was a second coming.
That's, you know, what's incredible to me is it snowing up there? Looks like it's a little bit of snow
looks
coming
like
down.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, too bad it's not raining.
There's Amy Klobuchar.
Who is that? Oh, I see her now. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, did you see one of the final things that Trump did, his final acts in office, was he released all current and former members of his administration from their terms of their ethics pledge, which basically had a ban for lobbying for 5 years after leaving the White House. So they will be able to lobby.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, yeah, if anybody will let them.
They'll hire them up there in the... In the heart of the empire, in the heart of the country, the capital, 272-9228. But, you know, I expect, like, MSNBC to be gushing, kind of how so many folks on Fox News will gush.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they'll be crying.
Right.
Tears of joy.
But, you know, I have the same feeling today in many ways. Obviously, I voted for Trump this go around. I wanted to see his ride continue, Trump's wild ride continue through the swamp of Washington, D.C. But you can't always get what you want, and I'm sure it's my vote that put Trump over the top here in Alabama. As I'm seeing the progressives come in, I start to feel a bit heretical. The cult of collectivism is back in the saddle.
Yeah.
The people who command almost every aspect of American culture and finance, corporate power, Hollywood, television, the publishing industry, big tech,
the news.
What an underdog resistance they were. But in some ways, I do feel the same as I did when I saw Trump sworn in 4 years ago, and that folks who lose power tend to wake up to its threats, and folks who win power and now have it in their hands tend to think, oh, I'm not going to do anything wrong with it. And there are a slight few, who demand liberty. And I think if this country is to survive, no matter what men or women we put on seats of power, we're supposed to be a nation of laws and not men. And are we living up to that billing? And how asleep at the wheel will those who now wield power become to its threats? And how awake those who now feel out of power will we be to its threats? 272-9228. 272-9228. Biden just walked onto the big balcony there. They're about to get things going. Just doing the play-by-play here of the inauguration. Plenty of pomp and circumstance. Is that the Betsy Ross flag? I thought that was insensitive.
Illegal,
yeah. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Josh. Hey, Josh.
It's John.
John. Hey, John.
That's close enough. That's fine. I feel... honestly, I feel a little bit numb today.
Yeah?
But because of the inauguration and everything and the new regime taking over, and I think it is going to be a regime, but, you know, I know taxes are going to go up, I know fuel's going to go up, I know regulation is going to be increased, I know, and these are the things that are often pointed out. They say, well, why are you so afraid of it? I mean, I've seen things online about why are conservatives afraid of this? Because my wife runs a business that she was just talking about, it, the $15 per hour wage, she's either going to have to let somebody go or she's going to have to go up on her prices.
Right.
That's a fact. Yep. And that's why we're fearful of it, because of what it's going to do to the economy. And I think it's going to, over a period of time, I think it will tank. And then they'll wonder why we're upset about it. But I just feel kind of numb, and because I think I know what's going to happen with those things in our day-to-day lives, the changes that are going to transpire. And that's what it isn't about this. One of the things, I looked at the cabinet and I looked at the breakdown of those that are going to be put in leadership positions, and Joe Biden is close to an 80-year-old white man at the top of it, and they talked about inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
The only way that I could see that he could really make a statement is to step down tomorrow.
That's the statement everybody's waiting on.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I think that, you know, if he truly believes in people of color being able to gain prominence in our country, then the best thing he could do and be sacrificial with it is for him to step down and let Kamala take over. And then she could fire everybody in the cabinet that's white, and then it could be a nation of color. I mean, if you're not willing to sacrifice for the movement,
yeah,
Joe, then I don't see why you're there. So put your money where your mouth is and resign tomorrow.
Well,
I mean, get your name in the book and be number 46 and that kind of thing. You'll have your spot in history. That's what you wanted anyway.
I give Biden about a year, maybe 18 months. And if he doesn't leave willingly, I have a feeling a rumor campaign will be used against him. And we will see a President Harris, is my guess. But also, I told you and the whole audience, John, or I hope you were listening, or Josh, whatever it is.
John.
I hope you got your stockpile of popcorn. Because, yeah, there are a lot of things we can pretty much expect that will happen. And I feel for your wife, that small business, especially, you know, things like a $15 minimum wage here in Alabama in particular, it's going to put a lot of people out of work, really put a squeeze on a lot of small business owners. So those are the things that we know will probably happen. But get that popcorn ready for the things we don't know will happen. They think they're going back to normal, and no. There's no going back. There's no annulling the presidency of Donald Trump. It changed things, I think, forever. And we'll see how they respond to it once the pageantry and the pomp and circumstance subsides.
Well, I know one thing about it. I'm really looking forward to this, and I'm going to send my bill for our children's student loans to the White House, because he said he was going to take care of that. Isn't that true?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I mean, my kids are some of those that are responsible and are paying back their loans and everything, and I help them out, too. But, I mean, I think I ought to send the bill to say, forward to Joe.
Yeah, maybe we can get a movement going, sending those bills.
Absolutely.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Absolutely.
Well, John, I got it. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care, bud.
272-9228. Amy Klobuchar is giving the welcoming remarks right now in Washington, D.C. 272-9228. The whole crew there assembled. The old Washington establishment back in the saddle. If they're such adults, let's see how adult they actually are in the next few
months. You see them act like children, Joey. Nothing's going to change. Maybe you're hopeful. You've been trying to do that hopeful thing. I shouldn't bring it.
How long have you known me?
Too long, actually.
Have you not? Can you not read my
sarcasm?
Yeah.
I can smell it.
That's not sarcasm. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Save my life, I'm going down for the last time. Whoa! Save my life, I'm going down for the last time.
mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you've ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-447. Or like us on Facebook.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate. Now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. If you want to get in, 272-9228. Now, Eddie and I were just noticing, do you think that George W. Bush, he's up there on for the ceremony, for the pomp and circumstance. You think he falls asleep?
Man, they put that camera on him for about 20 seconds, and I saw them eyes closed more than open. So, and it's as soon as this guy, I don't know who he is, but as soon as he started talking.
Roy Blunt, yeah.
Yeah, Bush is like, whew, I got it too early.
272-9228. Let's go to Rodney. Hey, Rodney.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Good, Rodney. How are you doing, bud?
I'm doing great, guys. I'm doing great. Thank the Lord. I woke up this morning, gave me this day, so thank the Lord. For today, and guys, what's going on is hilarious. I have my champagne, caviar, and popcorn ready. All the folks who voted for these folks, along with the cooperation of the deep state, I believe that this is a movement that they're creating now, George Bush and all these people coming out. What's wonderful about all this is that these are all the politicians that's been selling us out for the last 20 years. How long has this been going on, guys, where the deep state organized governmental crime has been manipulating our elections for years? No doubt. If y'all remember, guys, when I was...
Hold on, Rodney. Do you got a buzzsaw running in the back there or something?
Not really. Probably my truck running. You hearing a lot of it?
Yeah. There's a lot of background noise. I think you're hitting the right notes, though. Is this return to normalcy? Okay, what did normalcy give us for the last 20 years? That's much better, by the way.
Yeah,
guys. It's just kind of crazy. Can y'all still hear me?
You're good now.
That's much better.
Golden.
These guys, what they're doing is they're setting it up. They think all of them going to come out. But you know what? The American people is on to this. When I grew up as a kid, I always knew that the government was corrupt and there's a bunch of politicians that was, you know, dirty and to no level of what it is now. But I'm raising my kids in an environment that's looking at this. And just imagine what our kids, when the Lord calls me in and my kids are growing up, what type of people that the government is going to be dealing with. They're creating a monster. I look forward to the next presidential election because this one, by the time it gets through with their wallets, with the gas prices and everything else, all these folks that did legally vote for them, besides the ghost voters, when their wallets start emptying out, they're going to get good memory about 4 years ago or so when Obama was in there, what was happening. So let's just let them go ahead and kill themselves out, and we'll look forward to a whole new party, the Freedom Party, that comes out in the next presidential election. It's time for us to get rid of the Democrats and the Republicans. We need to get the Tea Party moving strong, and let's move into the next presidential election. We can't do nothing now, guys, but we will prove what they did. And in the meanwhile, they're going to do the rest of the work for us, because by the time this rolls around and rolls out, people are going to be so sick of this administration, it's not going to be funny. And it's going to be a great thing for America. It just sometimes takes a while and takes patience. Mm-hmm. The Lord's going to work his hand in this. And sometimes he uses the people that's doing it now, who thinks they're sitting there laughing it up and having their fun. They don't realize they're puppets on strings, and in 4 years, they will face the American people again in a whole new way.
Well, Rodney, chill that champagne, pop that corn, and don't skimp on the caviar. You got to pay over $100 for it, or you're just going to get crap.
Yes, sir. You know it. And guys, you know, not to be funny about it, but everybody who let them cheat, everybody out there on the radios who put out all this stuff, guess what? You got what you got, what you voted for, and you're going to get it. And I'm just waiting to hear all the cries coming out of Montgomery and everything else on the local news about the gas prices and it is and that and it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to laugh it up. Me and Arbor Rob Redenbacher are going to have a good old time.
Well, thank you, Rodney.
Take care, Rodney.
All right, guys.
See you, buddy.
Y'all too.
One of my favorite old lines, democracy is the theory the common man knows what he wants and he deserves to get it good and hard.
Mm-hmm.
272-9228. How you doing, Jack?
Fine, how you doing?
I'm all right. You look good.
Isn't that nice to say?
Well, I mean it.
Well, I got my toupee straightened.
Yeah, it looks nice. It's very fitted. Doesn't even look like you have to have glue or anything.
Well, you know, they make them good today.
Yeah. Yeah, they've gotten better at all that stuff. 272-92. I mean, just look at that crowd up there. I mean, if it wasn't for facelift technology. Let's go to the phones, talk to John. Hey, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, it's a sad day in the country again. And what we can move forward calling it the United Socialist States of America, formerly the USA, after today. But what I want to know, I got several things I'd like to hit on. But one, I wonder what Joe is so scared of, to have all these thousands of troops up there, you know, looking after it. Do you think he's afraid that the Trump fans are going to come up there and take him out? Or What? I just wonder what's going through his mind. I want to be wearing an extra set of Depends this morning, just in case. But the other thing is, the last caller was talking about we'll get him on the next election.
Mm-hmm.
I got news. Look, guys, help me out here. Okay. This previous election that just took place was blatantly outright stolen right in your face, in my face, and they gave us the middle finger doing it. The courts gave us the middle finger, and they said, we're doing it. And they stole it, plain and simple. So do you think moving forward that it's going to matter to go to vote that any Republican, oh, so-and-so's going to be a great candidate, I think. BS, he's not. It doesn't matter. So help me out, gentlemen. What do we do?
Well, we got to hope.
Hold on.
We got to hope that these state legislatures make sure that the law is defined, making sure that ballots are not mailed to everybody on the voter rolls, because some of them are dead, some of them are felons, some of them have moved out of state. And there's no safeguards built in that you know that the ballot you mail to the person is the person that filled it out and sent it back. And if we don't fix that, we're screwed eternally.
I think we are. I really do. And I feel like we're urinating into the wind, so to speak, because it's that machine up there in D.C., which we need to change it from the swamp to the cesspool moving forward, because that's what it is. And it's too big, too corrupt, and way too powerful to take down. The only option I see is the option nobody wants to talk about, and we can't talk about it because we'll get visits from those three-letter organizations to mm-hmm. talk about it. But so I don't know what else to do except just, you know, continue to try to find some happiness and live my life every day. But
right.
It's really aggravating to me. And I want to say one more thing to all the patriots and the Trump supporters, and I know there's a bunch of us starting today, we should not only fly our American flags at half mast, but we should fly them upside down to kind of show a protest of this fraudulent SOB that's in there right now, or about to be in there. And you know, at least that's one thing we could do symbolically. But it amazes me though and here's the other thing. Okay, people are already forgetting what's happened. That we talk about how Americans have short memories. People are already, oh, well, it's over, I guess. We'll just have to live with it. And then in July, we'll have forgotten about it. It'll be business as usual. Everybody will be scrambling around trying to figure out how they're going to pay for this $4 a gallon gas we got. And by the way, I've been watching the gas prices. They're ticking, ticking, ticking up and up and up.
Oh, yeah. A couple pennies
so
every day.
I predict by July 4th, we'll be at the $4 probably mark around then.
Well, if you remember, John, and I'm sure you do, one of the biggest reasons oil prices dropped so much is just once we started producing our own and the world realized, hey, they can actually do it. They're no longer threatening to do it. And then we have that pipeline coming across. Now, he just put the kibosh on the pipeline.
On Keystone, yeah.
Yeah, so what do you think is going to happen? If I'm in the gas markets, you bet prices just went up, man. You just took the threat off the table.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean to be so animated and excited here, but I'm frustrated, and I appreciate you guys letting me vent. I guess the only hope I can hope for today is maybe Joe will slip on a banana peel and drop about 40 flights of stairs on his way out the door. Oh, did I say that? I'm sorry.
Man, when he does it.
Yeah, I'm about to say, are we getting Gerald Ford part two? I appreciate the call, John.
I think the best we can hope for is a Jimmy Carter-style presidency. It's just sad.
Yeah.
But...
Well, they won't let him do that, Eddie. They're going to make him, you know, when Obama first got elected, they passed all that green energy stuff and just crazy, outrageous things. That's what he'll do.
Well, there's 17 of them he's going to do today. He's reversing, you know, pretty much immediately on things that Trump did that was pro-America. And I think it sickens all of us.
Well, I think we're all going to learn that old line from Animal Farm. All animals are created equal, but some animals are more equal than others.
Mm-hmm.
The more equal caucus is in charge again.
Well, they kind of put that in their face, Joey.
Yeah. We'll be right back. More news and views from 9 till noon after this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come this way.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes around the way, but not right away. I think today's going to be a good day. A sun and cloud mix, mild again, high temperature in the lower 60s. In the dead of winter, that's not bad. Clouds will be on the increase tonight, but not as cool as it has been. Overnight low temperature 45. Tomorrow night, and Friday, showers are likely from time to time. We'll be in the low 60s both Thursday and Friday, and in the 50s at night. Saturday, I think the rain chances are 20% or less, with a high around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Kamala Harris was just sworn in by Justice Sonia Sotomayor, as Vice President of these United States. Why is Jennifer Lopez walking out?
She can perform. I don't think that's her performance clothes, though. Oh.
Yeah, the Star Spangled Banner sung by Lady Gaga. Is that the right way to say it?
I believe that's how I pronounce it, yeah.
Now J-Lo's coming out. I guess she's going to sing, like, God Bless America or something.
Oh, I was hoping there's going to be a performance. Like Super Bowl halftime.
Yeah, singing God Bless America is a performance.
Right, but I was looking more of the halftime show at Super Bowl kind of thing. Is that not the kind of circumstance and prompt we get at elections?
No, this is a classy joint here.
Oh, my bad.
272-9228. This hour, News and Views, once again, folks, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Why call Alabama Home Mortgage?
There is a difference. Mortgage lenders.
Yes, there is, Jack.
You seemed like Marty Feldman when you said
Okay.
Yes, call Kim Williams today, because there is a difference in mortgage lenders. Because they're a wholesale lender, that means wholesale pricing. Alabama Home Mortgage cannot be beat on rates or pricing, folks. So before you call some big bank or box store, some big credit union, or use some fancy pants app, you'll call a great local lender, a great Alabama Home Mortgage lender. Kim Williams can set you right. With a refinance deal, say you have a refinance in years, she can save you hundreds of dollars a month on that monthly mortgage payment, maybe even cut down on the duration of your loan. You get to skip up to two payments when you refinance through Alabama Home Mortgage. And especially veterans, you've earned these benefits through your VA home loans. Through the EARL program, they can lower that rate even more than a normal mortgage. Just some of the things Alabama Home Mortgage can do for you, whether you're looking to refinance or buy your very first home. They're a great guide for a first-time home buyer. So check them out today. Again, that number for Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. Is she Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, singing?
This land is my land.
This land is my land?
It's one of my kindergarten favorites.
Oh, so you were a socialist as a child.
Well, Highland Gardens, yeah, we were kind of indoctrinated.
Yeah, you're all a bunch of socialists.
We had no choice.
All those Democrats and Republicans, you're just a bunch of socialists. 272-9228. So how you feeling, Jack? Harris is now vice president.
Good for her.
I know she feels good about it.
Good for her.
What do we know much about her husband?
I don't know much. I really don't care.
I'm just curious if
I'm keeping that tradition up. I haven't really cared personally about first ladies. I'm not going to care about, second dudes.
Second dudes, yeah. I'm just curious what his background is. My bad. He's,
I don't know.
Who am I to ask questions about our leadership?
I don't know what he does either, Eddie. I couldn't tell you.
Just curious. If he's like a Stedman to Oprah kind of thing.
Well, and I have to, I suppose, mention this because I've had several people send it to me. Hollywood? Not the play.
Our mayor.
Hollywood, Stevie Reed.
Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, he tweeted out this morning. It was an article and said President-elect Joe Biden, future First Lady Joe Biden, leave Blair House for mass on Inauguration Day this morning. And Hollywood, Stephen Reed, captioned that, "I prefer to focus on the class that's coming in rather than the trash that just went out."
Well, man, that's unity right there, baby.
I appreciate the irony, Steve.
Yeah, I've had a couple people.
I hope he wins another office soon. Good riddance to you, sir. I hope that ambition pays off soon.
I got to be honest, man. So far, I wouldn't elect him to be the dog catcher.
Well, I think the truth of the matter is he doesn't need your vote.
True.
You can tell what kind of a person you're dealing with.
Right.
When they have no grace or dignity about themselves. I mean, he should have been welcoming Joe and Jill Biden.
Right.
And never said a damn thing about Donald Trump. But that just shows he doesn't have any class.
Right.
And by God, he comes by it honestly.
And speaking of Joe Biden, he's stepping up. Oh, they've got a mark for him. To the tape, Jill Biden stepping up next to him. Here comes the family. Oh, there's Hunter.
Are you kidding me? Well, at least the FBI know where he's at. They can go arrest him anytime they're ready.
There's a Bible being handed in to Joe, Chief Justice John Roberts across, and the oath is being administered as we speak.
Is he holding his hand on the Chinese Bible?
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear. That I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States, and I will, to the best of my ability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will do
preserve, protect, and defend.
If I remember to do it.
The Constitution of the United States.
Once Winnie the Pooh tells
so
me to do
help
it, it's
me,
done.
God.
Why is he getting sworn in before noon?
Kissed by his family, his wife. Yep. It's done. It's done. Yeah, it's only 11:49 Eastern time.
Mm-hmm. That's what I know.
Interesting. Now officially, the 46th President of the United States, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.
Hey, can we go back to the mayor for a second? My phone is getting blown up about his quote.
Mm-hmm.
Do we reach out to him on a regular basis to invite him to come on?
Not lately, no.
Can we?
No, we haven't.
And the reason I ask is because I do get a lot of questions.
Well, honestly, I'm not interested in an interview where we're just acting like his PR official. So, okay. Real conversation, would love it.
Sure, but I think you got to start.
And I don't do gotcha interviews. It would be a real.
Well, when he came in and we did interview him when he was a candidate, and we all knew he was going to win. I mean, David Woods didn't have a snowball's chance.
Yeah.
I said, when you're elected mayor, will you come back in? He said he would. So, but
true to his word.
Maybe he won't.
Let's see.
272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
America's kids are returning to class, in school, and at home. And this year, learning is especially tough for kids who already struggle with poverty, emotional trauma, and other barriers. But Communities in Schools is helping by putting caring adults in schools to connect with kids. And now, we're reaching beyond school walls. Tutoring, mentoring, and counseling students, providing resources for at-home learning, doing whatever it takes to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn and succeed. For more information, visit communitiesinschools.org.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., now President Biden, has started speaking, saying the cause of democracy has prevailed. I guess democracy only works when one side wins, right?
Of course. Democracy always goes to the winning side.
Our hegemony, not our democracy. Man, Trump should have just been more presidential and spied on these guys on the way in. 272-9228. Crawdad, welcome.
Yes, sir. I'm wondering, I heard somebody, didn't catch all of it, but a member of Congress was suggesting that we need to actually put people into re-education programs, and that there used to be, this was the catcher, used to be a re-education program of some kind, and it was defunded. I think they were talking about something else.
Public schooling?
I have no idea what it was, Joey.
Public schools?
Oh, so this is what it was. I understand now. Yes, okay. Makes very good sense.
No, I have no idea what that dude's talking about.
I don't either. I'm going to have to catch that piece of tape again. But, yeah, someone actually was saying we need to have folks deprogrammed. Oh, that's what the term deprogramming. Yes, deprogramming.
Now, I've heard Katie Couric say that. I heard Eugene Robinson say that. But, yeah.
Katie Couric.
Katie Couric, yeah.
Isn't that a coffee machine?
That's the better Katie Couric, yeah.
Ah, okay. So I do not want to go back to the re-education camp. It's a very bad place in Gulag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys, I'm telling you, we're going to have to really buckle down and hang on to the mast. And it's going to be an interesting ride here. That's the Ship of Fools, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know that song, Joey?
Ship of Fools?
I believe
Robert Plant?
Yeah.
World Party is the one I like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that version, World Party. Neat. So you guys, that's all I wanted to ask is what if anybody knew anything about this person. And it was Katie Couric, not a member of Congress, that was suggesting that we need to be deprogrammed. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And what about getting rid of all the hardware that's out there floating around that all of us people that are deprogramming in need of? What are they planning on doing about the hardware that we've got out there? Are they going to really...
Well, Biden, just as you were talking, said he's going to restore the soul of democracy and unity.
Mm-hmm. Well, I need to have this young fellow, Mr. Biden, then go back and take a look at... I think it was not too long ago the Supreme Court ruled on that in the Heller case, that when it says we the people in the Constitution, the amendments, every single amendment, if it says the people, that means Joey and Eddie and Crawdad individually, not as a collective group. We're not into mind think here, are we? Individuals.
Yes.
Not that we know of.
Oh, hey, Jack, how you doing, man?
Fine, how you doing?
I've been better, actually. Been better. The wound care center over there at South Baptist, everybody in there, every person came down. They had to shut the place down and scrub it. So damn. I'm waiting to see when they reopen so I can get back in and see the doc.
Hmm.
That's pretty bad when everybody... I mean, if you're all wearing your mask, how'd you... Keeping things clean and following protocols, how'd y'all get sick?
Good question. There are probably a lot of sick people that go in there.
Yes, yes. I'm trying not to be one of them. Because I've already had the heart attack and the stroke and all that mess and low blood pressure and high blood pressure and the diabetes. I'm not ready to go meet Yeshua just yet. But on that note, I quit rambling on and asked both of you guys, three of you, and then I got to go. I reacquainted myself with Burke Breath. Is it Breathed, as I hate to pronounce, the guy that did Bloom County, the cartoonist and journalist?
I know the cartoon, but I don't know the...
Okay.
Jack, you're gonna have to help me out here. I was born in 1988, Crawdad.
That's why I brought it up, is I would like for you, Joey, to take a look. The fella's name is Burke. B-E-R-K,
mm-hmm.
Breathe, B-R-E-A-T-H-E-D, and he did a fantastic cartoon called Bloom County, very mm-hmm. political, kind of like back in Jack's time when he was a young fella, not calling you old or anything there, Jack, but I go pogo, you know, with the Okefenokee Swamp and all the creatures, you had your... Creatures were all very political commentators, and that's what Burke Breathe did with Bloom County. I really enjoyed it. The man is very, very, he's in a lot of pain. He's got some kind of strange disease or something.